Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 November 2024, Veterans Day. We're going to discuss that just in a minute. Before we do that, welcome to tonight's program, and we're glad you're with us tonight. Sincerely mean that. We're going to have Bible study this weekend. I want to just know that in plenty of time, so come if you're going to join us. Unless something happens I don't foresee, which it can happen, as you know, we're going to Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us, folks. We're going to have some always do Christian worldview news, prophecy in the news type information. Then I got a lesson we'll do too, and it's going to be something that you might want to pay attention to, really seriously. So you can watch us live on PastorButch.com. Find that website, PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there we will be. The first half hour is done with call-ins, with prayer requests and praise reports. From 11:30, we take a break. From 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy in the news. Take another break, and at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we do the Bible study. Hope you'll join us live if you can on the Internet. Hope you can do that. And if you can do that, you can join us on the phone. A lot of you do use a phone, and I appreciate that. You can call 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013, and listen to that as we do it live. Now, the phone lines will be open almost all the time. If they're not open because I'm covering a topic that I have to get done, you know, within a certain amount of time, we'll let you know. But the phone line's open. We want you to call and comment what we're saying, ask questions, add your information. This is not a all-me program. Please, folks, the radio broadcast is not all about me at all. It's all about Christ. But it's not all about me as a host. You folks are there, and we're here because you're there helping us. Well, that's a fact. So join us this weekend if you can do a Bible study. And speaking of being here because somebody helps us, if you listen on shortwave right now on 6115, it's because our guest tonight, Belly Seastrom, is paying for that hour. That's right. If you listen to this program live on shortwave, Melly Seastrom, a sponsor of the broadcast for many, many, many years now, is paying for this broadcast on shortwave. I want you to know that. Before we go to our guest, though, I have two prayer requests, please. Jim in Georgia, he called the program in the past. You probably heard him more than once. Jim had to have lung surgery. He had lung cancer. I think took out his upper lobe or his left lung and took out a lymph node. The doctor said if they think he got it all, he's recuperating right now. And he called Thursday and asked for prayer. So please keep Jim in prayers, folks. I don't care who you are or how old you are. Get the diagnosis of that cancer. It's got to be scary. I don't care whether you really leave this world or not. It's still scary to think about. But please keep Jim in your prayers. And my brother Dick, I've asked prayer for last week. His lower three vertebrae are cracked, and they're kind of smashed together. He'd been in severe pain. He's on medicine that's taking her 3 hours, which that's less than enough. He can stand it. He's going tomorrow by an hour and a half from where he lives to see a doctor, look at his back, see if they have to do surgery, or if they think physical therapy may help it. He's going to have to back up Friday to see a urologist to get the catheter out. So he's been in real pain the last week or so, a little longer than a week. But thank you for your prayers for him. And I mean that. Dick's my little brother, about a year and a half, and we grew up together. We fought together and played together. We've hung together, shared a lot of things together over the years. So keep my brother in your prayers, please, if you don't mind. And I sincerely do mean y'all. I appreciate y'all doing that. Don't forget the books we're offering this month. And I think the two very important books. I get questions all the time about cremation as a Christian. If you want to know the truth about it, if you don't want to know the truth, please don't order the little booklet, okay? Because it's just going to upset you. You want the truth? We have the book about is cremation Christian. Also, Christians about Christmas. Is a pagan, is a Christian holiday? We've got a book on that. Regularly about together about $19. We've got them both up for $15, folks. That's to include shipping. Now, if you want the truth on two topics, and people call and ask me quite often about that. They really do. If you want the truth, we're offering you the truth. If you don't want to have your world shattered and you don't want to take a stand on something that may convict you, then please don't order those books because they may convict your heart to change something. But they're available if you want them. But call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, folks, you'll save us a couple hundred bucks a month if you call long distance at 304-846-4448 to call the toll line and order what you like, whether it be mouthwash, toothpaste, Vitamir products of all kinds, Strauss products, whatever you want. I'm here at the office. We're trying to keep your lights on. And thanks to y'all, we managed so far. But, folks, we're into another month, and we do need your help if you don't mind. So please, if you don't mind, help us. We'd appreciate that. Now, our guest tonight, they go back in time with me for 20-some years, I would guess. Long time ago. I got to meet her by radio, by phone, actually. It was many, many years ago. She came down and spoke at a couple of our conferences over the years. Her name is Melly Seastrom. And you have to, until we get to know her, Melly just a regular individual. As we always said here in the Hills, she's common as an old shoe. She's just the kind of lady she is. She's a sweet lady, an honest lady. Somebody you can deal with and know that she's not going to cheat you. She won't lie to you. She trusts you, and you trust her. And that's a fact. Now, over the years, I was smart enough to by listen to Melody and some other folks. Bob Chapman was one of the first ones told me, Pastor Butch, buy some medals. And I'm so glad I did. I just sent a couple rolls of silver dollars back this past week. Yeah, I did, to pay for a trip so I can go to see my granddaughter get married in Missouri. And buy some tires for a car. Yeah, that's, folks, our money's tight. Our money's tight. It truly is tight. I'm making it, but it's tight. So I thank God I bought those coins for about $12 a piece and sold about $34 a piece. And but paid for the trip to Missouri and put four new tires on a Jeep. So that's, I'm very thankful for that. I really am. And I'm glad I listened to Melody and other people many years ago. Mel, are you there?
I am here.
It's good to have you.
Like an old shoe, huh?
I can't get you on very often because you're in bed when the chickens go to bed. So.
I know. Are you saying I'm like an old shoe?
Well, you don't smell quite bad, probably. But, but anyway, that's an old hillbilly saying, just common as an old shoe. It means that you're just a regular person. You're not persnickety.
Well, I think I'm special. I think I'm special, Butch.
Well, I know you're special, but I'm you're not stuck up with it. That's important. I mean, you talk to people on their level, and you explain things on level. If you didn't, I would never learn what I've learned about medals from you and some others. I mean, I appreciate that. I really do. I'm not picking on you. I really mean that. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Well, anyway. When it comes to gold and silver, though, you know, we've certainly had a couple of tough days since the election. And I just want folks to remember, you know, for those that have purchased gold and silver, or if you've purchased it years and years ago, or whenever you did, or whoever you purchased it from, the fundamentals for gold and silver are still there. And it's really scary, Butch, when you think about why. I mean, why has it changed because of the election? And it's all deregulation. And lots of times we think deregulation can be good because, you know, it takes, you know, it allows the small mom and pop shops to be created. They don't have to go through. No, 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 no. That's not the deregulation that's really going to help. It's really going to help are the banks, the deregulating of the banks, multinational corporations. And, it, you know, when you know Elon Musk has put $1 billion into Bitcoin, I don't know how long ago it was, 3-4 years ago, but it's still there. I don't think he sold. It's all seems good, Butch.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, but not so healthy on the inside, I don't think.
Well, they're just maneuvering deck chairs on a Titanic. You know that.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
They're still
doing it now. Right, but I mean, it shows, or it's giving the idea that it's more than just shoveling the chairs around. People actually believe that there's a way to save the Titanic from sinking. And I'm hopeful, but our whole problem with this country is the, you know, the government is run by corporations.
Yes. Government is a corporation.
Government is a corporation.
That's a fact.
So everything that we've used to talk about and wanted to save our nation as a republic, we've kind of given up. And people are changing to the degree of what is this nation anymore? But anyway, I don't mean to get off on that, but we certainly had a lot of heavy downsides on both gold and silver, and the fundamentals are still there, folks. Inflation's not going away. Government needs inflation. They just don't want it. They need it
with
the amount of debt that they have, that they're carrying. It's the only way they can proceed and enjoy this euphoria that you're experiencing. And,
yeah. Before the bubble burst again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, before we get any more detail about what we're going to talk about tonight, folks, I do want to do something special. It is Veterans Day, and yes, I'm a veteran. And I want to do something that I have not done very many times in the past. And Melly knows this already. I have mixed emotions about Veterans Day. I do. I know I can't explain them all tonight. I just don't have time to do that. Some of maybe a little bit of hate to use the word pride, but the fact that I did wear the uniform and I didn't dishonor it, come out as a buck sergeant when they changed in the Air Force to senior airman, but that's what I come out as. I wore the uniform. I didn't do anything to disgrace the uniform. I went in thinking I was going to do something for my country, as a lot of my friends did also. This is during the Vietnam era. And I went in very naively, as a lot of Americans have for 150 years, went in wars that were manipulated by men of power and influence around the world to make profits, and wars are racket, as Medley Butler's wrote. So, yes, I have mixed emotions. I do. I don't by no means do I look down on a veteran, because I am one. I do not look down on enlisted people because I understand what they think they're doing. I do. I understand that. I understand that patriotism. I understand all this. I really, really do. But at my age now, 76 years old, I've learned a few things since I got out of the military. Since I saw the news that they turned Vietnam over to North Vietnamese and left people stranded in Vietnam. Yeah, it bothered me, folks, from that moment on. The more I dug into the truth, the more I realized that we had been duped. We were ignorant. We were not evil. We were ignorant. And be that as it may, these men and women did what they thought was honorable. Now, I want to do something tonight I hardly ever do. It's take about 3 minutes long. I'm going to play a melody of the theme songs of each military branch. And I want you to listen to them. And I want you to think about somebody you knew, or maybe you were in the military. Maybe you lost a loved one there, a friend, as I did, Nam. Yeah, I did. Nice guys, folks. They were nice people. Nice people. Went to school with them. Didn't come home. Many, many times over the years, I wonder why God brought me back, and they didn't come back. I wasn't a Christian then, and they didn't know about salvation then. I don't wonder why he's protecting me, but I'm not him. I'm just a servant. But then, yes, I shed tears, and sometimes when I hear these theme songs, you know, I put a lump in my throat, have a hard time swallowing. Now, this is on the video. I can't show you the video, obviously. It's on YouTube. But listen to the music. If you're in the military, we're in the military, our military, I salute you for what you're doing. I truly do. That you're doing it for what you thought was the right thing to do. If we ever have the chance one day, you have any questions to talk to me about it, I've learned some things over the years, I'm available to talk to. We'll share thoughts. We truly will. But I'm going to ask Todd to play that melody right now. Melody, if you don't mind, hang on. I want you to listen to this with me if you don't mind. And folks, listen to this music and understand that tonight I salute the veterans, active and deceased and retired ex-military members. This is for you.
We would now like to salute all the men and women who have served in every branch of our armed services as the orchestra and chorus perform the Armed Forces Medley. We invite those of you in the audience who have served or who are currently serving to please stand and join in as your song is presented. United States Coast Guard.
All right, folks. I hope you respected what I meant to say during that brief 3-minute playing of the theme songs of each branch of the military. I was doing that, I think, about two men I knew personally, went to school with, one woman called Turtle and Billy, two friends of mine that didn't make it back. Billy was engaged to a girl that I dated. The day that he was killed, I was called down to her house to talk to her. I was 18 years old. She was about 17 years old. She's engaged to Billy. I didn't know what to say to a 17-year-old girl and an 18-year-old kid myself. When her fiancé was killed, it was a tough night. I remember that. But to all those served, are serving, or those that are deceased, we salute you for that. Now I'll move on back to what he's talking about. Melody, hope you don't mind the interlude.
No, not at all.
I mean, that's... It brings a lump to a third, really does. But let's get back to what I was talking about. We're talking about a move. We're going to see a change in the country. We're going to see, we take a deep breath. We won. We're going to go back to America as it was 50 years ago. We're going to see girls looking like girls, acting like girls, and boys acting like boys and dressing like boys. We're going to see America go back to the values we had when I was in my teens. No, I don't think so. We're going to see a dollar buy 12 hot dogs. No, I don't think so. We're going to see the price of houses come down where you can afford them. A nice home cost $8,000 instead of $150,000, $60,000 or more. No, I don't think so. No, folks, that America is gone. The milk and ice cream time of America is over. Well, it's not going to happen. I know people are breathing a sigh of relief because Trump's going to be a president-elect. Well, he's not in office yet. God forbid something happened would delay that, but he's not in office yet. Melody, go ahead and chime in when you're ready, because I'm just sharing what's on my heart tonight.
No, you're absolutely correct. You know, and again, it's difficult to say things because people get upset with you because I don't agree with the assessment of a lot of my listeners and my clients and so forth. And it's as though we don't have hope. But it's not that we don't have hope. It's that we just look at the information that's available differently and a lot of it. I mean, there was an article that was put out about the first-time home buyer. The National Association of Realtors released their annual profile of home buyers and sellers. It showed that by the time Americans have saved enough money for a down payment to buy their first home, they will be close to middle age.
Wow.
The study recorded the median age of first-time home buyers as the oldest in the history of the study at 38 years of age. In the 1980s, first-time home buyers were in their 20s.
Wow.
This is just something, how do you change it? Is the only way to change it the way Harris wanted to change it is by giving people $25,000 and $50,000 towards their down payment, towards a home? No, that's not the right way. How do you increase wages in the condition of our monetary policy and everything that shows or you hear about that things will be better, they never talk about our money.
No.
They never bring in the fact, and yes, it means something. Yes, the government can continue to print for a long time until they can't print anymore. There is a day of reckoning that happens. And it's the fiat currency. And we've seen the weakness. It doesn't have to go to zero. It when you have a fiat currency, it's all based on, what word am I trying to think of? It's confidence. And we're beginning to see that confidence erode. But it's all part of the reasons why you're middle-aged before people can buy a home anymore. Not only that, saving up, it's the cost of the home. I mean, the average home anymore is $250,000 plus. Hello?
That's true. That's very, very true. And, you know, and besides economics, we're seeing a greater division in the country now than before. And I said this before the election come, no matter who won, we're going to see more division. We both said that, didn't we?
Sure. It's just this election. It's just how the politics have, how these politicians have divided this nation.
On purpose.
On purpose.
And we're seeing that increase. I mean, I listened to another program today. The guy recording, and the guy was definitely homosexual. But anyway, he said, he's, I can't remember the exact words he said, but he said he's fed up. He's leaving the United States and moving to Hawaii. I'm serious. That's what he said. He's leaving the United States and moving to Hawaii. I mean, these people are either uneducated or I don't want a word to use to explain that. I really don't. And we have women shaving their heads because Trump won. They're going to shave their heads and protest. And, I mean, as I mentioned today, the liberal women are going to not have sex with their men because of this. They're going to cut that off also. These are things really happening right now. I mean, of course, threats are being made everywhere. I mean, that's just part of it, too. And as I said, Trump's got another vote over a month before he's 2 months, I guess, before he goes into office. If there is a war, that would postpone that also. Folks, anything could happen in the next 2 months. And if you watch the world events, it could happen, Mildy. And anything that happens is going to affect the wallets of people out there, whether they like it or not. Yeah, I know. Well, you're talking about money. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you a question, my friends. If you don't really talk about money, please send me all you got. I can use it myself. If you don't need it, help us. I mean, don't give me this nonsense. A Christian, you talk about money. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. You got to feed your family. That's the commandment of God. Yes, he provides our needs. Don't expect you to sit on your butt and just throw that at you either. Expect you to work for it. Be smart and wise, and invest in wise things like food and clothing and other things that you need to live. And precious metals even. Yes, and guns and ammo and water filling. That's the things he expects you to take care of. When Noah built the ark, he didn't expect God to just dump everything on the ark. He went out and put it on himself. So this, don't give me this stuff about not talking about money. It's not love. It's not the love of money. It's not money that ruins. It's love of money. I don't love money. I use money. It's a tool. That's what it is. And we're going to see things get much worse, folks, economically and every other way. And it's not going to change in the near future. It'll never change what it was ever before. Melody, when you see these things happen and you watch the market keep hitting records and records and records, and as Pastor I'm going blank all of a sudden, told me many years ago Lindsay Williams, Lindsay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. He said the Dow would hit 40 to 50,000 before it collapsed. It's very close to 50,000 now. It's what, 44,000 the other day? Another record?
Oh, so, yes. Yes.
Folks, this is what we're seeing. Prepare yourself. I don't care who's in office. It ain't going to change this. He may have some good ideas. He may actually deport some aliens. Hooray. But the nation's not going to go back to what it was. It can happen. Prepare yourself in wisdom of God, folks. Back at the break with your phone calls and questions and comments, 844-769-2944.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone line's open, like I said, 844-769-2944. And I'm trying to share with things, and my wife, Marcia, of course, you know Marcia very well, Melody. She says there's nothing private in Pastor Butch's life. He shares everything, and I do. I don't have anything secret in my life. I mean, there's nothing. I said I sent back some silver dollars to you. I did do that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm, you did.
You know, and I did it to pay for it, so I could afford to pay a trip to go see my granddaughter's wedding in Missouri in February. I did it to buy a set of tires for my car. I didn't have the extra cash at the time. Now, I hope it returns around some in the near future, and I can rebuild that. But that's the point I'm trying to make is, a lot of people, and I was never wealthy, but I was okay until the inflation rate started going to 15, 20% a year for the last 4 years. It may slow down a little bit. It'll never go back down to the prices it was 4 years ago. It can't, Melody. I mean, they burned down chicken houses and processing centers and cattle farms are shut down. They cut off supply, not only here but around the world. Prices can't go back to what they were, can they?
No.
So people are looking for a reverse in this just because Trump's getting in. You're just kidding yourself. It's a nice dream, but it's not going to happen. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, Jerome Powell's of the Fed, he notched a historic record of $204 billion in cumulative operating losses, losing over $1 billion a week for more than 2 years. I mean, all of this stuff has got to funnel through. Nobody seems to care. The only thing that people really care about, I guess, is what they tell you you should care about. And
course,
I agree. I mean, I do believe they will knock down the – you got what's his name? Tom Lohman. He's going to be the czar. We should even have people with titles of a czar. I mean, what country are we in, right?
Exactly.
I mean, doesn't that – it's just the little things like that that have always bugged me. And it's like, why? You know, and I – you know, and – we give billions of dollars. NASA has awarded billions of dollars to SpaceX. Department of Defense, billions of dollars. $4 billion of U.S. government contracts awarded for R&D. I mean, this man is getting rich on the U.S. taxpayer. Doesn't anybody have a problem with that? And what? So he can create electric vehicles that don't work?
Yeah.
And so, you know, he can put his people. How many satellites does those billions of dollars that taxpayers? I mean, so prices can't come down. Prices won't come down because everybody wants their their comfort. Everybody wants their computers, their instant gratification on their search engines and everything else. And that, and I don't know, Butch, it's just way beyond what I think most people can relate to.
Well, it is complicated. Normally I didn't for years. I never took time to look at what fiat currency was. I didn't realize. And then 64, they pushed totally on fiat currency. I didn't know what that meant. I was only a teenager. Never thought about it. I really didn't think about it. And in 71, whenever Nixon froze the prices and when anybody raised prices for a while, I never thought much about that. I didn't understand what the problem was behind that. I didn't understand that minimum wage was actually absurd. I didn't know all those things. I had to learn them. So I'm not angry at anybody that doesn't know. I get angry at the ones that won't look the truth and show it to them. That's what makes me angry. I mean, we have a psychiatrist named Dr. Amanda Calhoun that works at Yale University. He's telling the people that if you have family members who voted for Trump, don't let them come and celebrate the holidays with you. Now, this is what we're talking about, absurdity.
It's kind of like Trump with COVID.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. Trump announces former big pharma lobbyist to run his White House staff. I mean, people don't understand, don't know this, but he has appointed, I think Susie Wilder is her name, to be chief of staff.
Chief of staff.
Yeah, and she was a lobbyist for Pfizer and a lot of other large pharmaceutical companies when she lobbied for them. Now, how do you know she's going to be on our side? I mean, come on, people.
That's my point. And I use Elon Musk, but they're all like that. And yet I get it. People will say, well, you know, all the founding fathers were wealthy. It's just like, well, not like they are today. It's all greed, power. And it's not about the American. They just, you're right. I didn't realize that she was lobbied for Pfizer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Pfizer and a lot of other big companies also. I mean, he just made the swamp a little deeper with her when it comes to pharmaceuticals. She's on their side.
Well, what do you think Elon Musk is? He's part of it.
So I don't know.
Supposedly, he even has, with all of his things, he has a clearance that is probably top secret. I mean,
one thing I can see that maybe it did get some hope back in people's lives again. It sort of built the patriotic fervor a little more, I think, since Trump was had been elected. And a lot of things I see, but there's so many things from then and now that could happen. There's many things that the unknown, and as you watch wars increase all over the world, and the intense pressure to keep things going, and we watch the commie. I don't care, right? Trump, Biden's still in office; his policies are still in charge.
Mm-hmm.
We're still watching thousands of coming across the border every day. Illegals coming across the border. Maybe, but he did point a gentleman, I can't remember his name, to be the head of the group to kick out to kick the illegals out of the country. That seemed like he talked like he's all for it. We will see, but I'm not knocking that. I hope he's telling the truth and hope that's his sincere plans. But this isn't going to be something going to fix anything overnight. In 4 years, Mel, when you think about it, to fix the problems we have, it just ain't going to happen, is it?
No. And, you talked about war. I guess this was released later, earlier this evening, where Donald Trump has asked Mike Waltz, he's a House Republican for Florida, to be his national security advisor. And these were multiple media outlets reported tonight. Waltz was a staunch supporter of the Ukraine proxy war early on, as one of the few members of Congress to suggest the U.S. send military advisors into the country. He was also critical of Biden for supposedly not being aggressive enough. But back a year ago, election time, Waltz began to express skepticism of the war, saying the U.S. involvement in the conflict was not sustainable. However, in an interview with NPR last week, he suggested that he would advise the president to end the war in Ukraine by escalating.
Well, Trump just said that he would have the war ended before he went into office. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said it when he's debating Harris, that I'll have the, if I am the president elect, I'll have the war ending before going to office. That's what he said. Putin said he's well ready to talk. Well, we'll see. All this things, and if he does these things, I'll be the first to thank him, pay him on the back for it. I really will. But I don't see it happening. I really don't. I wish I could say I do, but I don't. I've been through too many of these campaign and administration change over the years. I mean, well, back in the 80s, boy, I was a Ronald Reagan fan. He was going to save this country and turn things around. He put us further in debt than any president in history up to that time. I mean, on and on it goes. I mean, I just knew that Newt Gingrich would get in and clean house. Yeah, I did. I thought that. These are things that we all thought, folks. I'm not by any means criticizing. But by no means, but we as Christians, especially, should have our eyes not on what's going on in the country necessarily as far as events and trying to change everything. Look in the Bible and see what it says and follow along with that. You'll see what's coming in the future. Maybe by the grace of God, things can be delayed a little bit. But America has slaughtered 100 million babies in the womb, for sure. That's we know 60 million reported, but way more than that were slaughtered. We see the payment for America has got to come. It's in the book. So maybe by the grace of God, things will get a little better. I pray that does, not for my Melly's sake, but for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren's sake. I held my third great-grandson, Melly, for the first time yesterday.
Aww.
His name is Hudson James, and he's one of the prettiest little babies I ever saw, if I do say so myself. And he was 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and I got to hold him for the first time. But this is what he's one of the reasons why I stay on the radio. He's one of the reasons. I want to leave his mom and dad, who are both 20 years old now, something behind besides total chaos. And I don't see that we're going to be able to do much to stop it, but I'm going to keep trying till the day I die. Everything I do is for the glory of God and for those out there that are listening, for your children, and trying maybe to help things to make their life a little easier, a little better for them. That's why Melly's on here tonight, try to tell you that you do need to protect your future. If you're like me, I know you're not wealthy. You can't afford to buy a lot of stuff. I know that. But if I hadn't started doing it many years ago when I could, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know what I would have done, buy tires or pay for a trip to Missouri, folks. I wouldn't have had it. I just wouldn't have had it. Now, that's a fact. Take it or leave it, that's a fact. And mainly my medical bills this past year, because of problems I've had, and mostly mine this time, not so much Marcia's, have added up to quite a few thousand dollars over the last, May, we'll say. And for somebody living on a Social Security check and a little bit of income, several thousand dollars is a lot of money, is it not?
It is. It is.
So, folks, if I hadn't had those coins as backup, I'd been up a creek. You know what makes me also feel pretty good, Mel? I did buy a Jeep. It's a 2018, by no means new. It's 61,000 miles on when I got it. Runs great. I got a 5-year full warranty on it, would come with it with the deal. But I'm paying for it in payments. And I do have enough coins in there that I could pay it off if I wanted to, if I got in the jam. That makes me feel kind of good inside, because I know that if I get in the jam, I can call Melody and say, hey, I got these coins to sell back. She'll buy them, and I can pay that thing off. Nobody's gonna take Marcia's car or my car. It's what we paid for anyway. So that's a good feeling, Melody. It really is, and thank you for helping me get that done.
You know, I get calls. People want to know, you know, my thoughts about, you know, selling their coins to. And I think you made a very important part about selling coins and paying off debt and so forth. To me, I don't think that's the best thing to do unless you have a situation that requires you to do so. So I think if you can continue to make the payments on something, and this is just my opinion, I'm not a financial planner, but if you can continue to make the payments and it's not putting you in any hardships, I wouldn't sell my savings. I wouldn't dip into my savings to do that. And so, and there's a lot of talk. A lot of people have been talking. Now there, a lot of these other gold dealers and so forth, they want you to trade your silver for gold. They tell you, well, buy silver now, and when it goes higher, you know, that's wrong. They're just churning you. They're creating a future contract, a future sale for them. If you buy smart, going into the initial, and yeah, if you didn't talk to me, fine, talk to me now. But if you make smart decisions along the way, you won't have to trade for anything and create excess premiums. And it could also create tax liabilities also if you don't do it right and so forth. So, you know, do it right as you go along. Don't listen to a lot of these people that say this crazy stuff on how you should buy gold and silver. You know, you just stick with the basics. Even with what's going on in this country, you stick with the basics. It's our monetary policy. They've been able to destroy it, create all these programs, going to continue to create bailout, too big to fails. You know, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, hey, they've got so many felons on their books. He's a they get fined. That's all. Nobody's accountable. So we live in a country. Everybody talks about, oh, law and order. No one is ever held accountable for that law and order. They pay a few billion-dollar, million-dollar fines, and that's it. They don't even fix the problem.
Well, that's not going to happen. And folks, like I said, line's open. Nobody's calling. I'm kind of surprised. 844-769-2944. And Melody's number, folks, if you're calling, call tomorrow, call and talk to her. She's not going to high pressure sell you anything. I know this woman. I've known her for many years. I broke bread with her. I visited her. Marsh and I went to visit her a couple of years ago. We spent time together. We had a good time. She showed us a lot of horses on the island up here on the East Coast. I mean, we had a great day. We had a great time with her. She's a very low-key individual when it comes to business. She lets you talk, and she answers questions. You make decisions. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You have nothing to lose. It's a toll-free call. Just ask questions. You might be surprised the answers that you get back that may help you understand something that could come in really handy in the very near future. Again, I pray with everything in me that by the grace of God, things make it a little better for everybody, even around the world, folks, even around the world. But I don't see it happening. And it's, again, a good chance that Trump will not get in office before war breaks out, which means he won't get in office at all. It's a good chance of that. I'm not trying to scare you, not be a downer, but obviously you can see that if you watch the news at all. I mean, we see North Korea sending their troops to Russia. America wants to send troops to Israel, put them on the ground. I mean, this is actually happening as we speak. And Iran prepared a week ago 1,500 missiles to launch on Israel. It hasn't happened yet. I'm surprised. I didn't think it would be set that long, but they have. Although that doesn't mean it isn't going to happen any day now. So these things are heating up, and that you need to prepare yourself for the future with something to eat. Make sure you have a place to sleep. Get out of debt as fast as possible. These are all common sense things that, personally, Melody, if I hadn't listened to you done this years ago, I'd probably still have been working just keep my head above water if I knew I hadn't get out of debt. I mean, it's hard when you're younger and you're making decent income. It's hard to picture that one day you're going to need to be glad you're out of debt. It's hard to picture that when a young person is it not.
It certainly is, you know, because we live in a world of debt, and debt's okay. And they just don't understand. You know, hey, I just saw a headline, Butch, where there's a cruise company that is offering a 4-year journey to escape Donald Trump's presidency.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Want to go?
Buddy.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. It's like shaving your head and everything else. I mean, they're nuts. These people are literally nuts.
Well, again, both sides are grasping the straws this election. We know that. Everybody's hoping against hope. But the factual foundation of what the problem is not being worked on. It's not being changed. And I'll say this clear as a can, Melody. This nation needs God back in it, period.
Yes.
Without Jesus Christ as the head of a nation and his commandments being our laws, it can never change again. Everything to fix this country is written in a book already, written in a book that's been accurate now for thousands of years. Never been wrong. Still been proven right. No one pays attention to it. So we tell you folks to prepare yourself what's coming with some hard assets is a biblical teaching. It is a biblical teaching. So do it as you please. I mean, we can't by any means try to force you into it. Never do that. But if somebody wants my advice, I'll give it to them. And tonight's program is all about trying to give you information to check it out for yourself. Melody, go ahead. I don't mean the hog though program. You're on here with me. Go ahead.
You know, what's interesting, I saw another headline where it states that they will take everything you own. And of course, they're talking about the Democrats, the Bezos of the world, the J.P. Morgan, and so forth. And the wealth transfer is accelerating. And that's what upsets me about Elon Musk. We're paying and paying. We're working and working and paying for these people to get wealthier and more powerful. And it's just like, it's got to stop. It has to stop.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I agree. It does have to stop.
But how is it going to stop? That's the question.
It really can't stop.
No.
There's no way. I mean, at the current rate, the way the debt's grown in the country, we'll be somewhere around $55 trillion in debt over the next 4 years. 2029, the way things are going, at this current rate, it's going to increase, folks. It's not going to stay at the current rate. But at the current rate, we'll be over $55 trillion, or 38 now. $55 trillion in debt nationally. And the derivatives, as they spread all over the world, they're going to implode. And our market's going to implode. That doesn't mean the dollar will go down to nothing, as Melody already said it. It'll be worse a little. You take a wheelbarrow load to buy a loaf of bread like it did in Germany in World War II. These things are for real and they're happening right now. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. I had an interesting conversation with somebody I know today, and he's absolutely convinced that Donald Trump's going to clean house, he's going to fix the economy, and within 6 months of getting inaugurated, you know, prices are going to start coming down. And actually what Melody said tonight, and you said, Trump's just adding to the swamp again. He's doing what he's done in the last presidency. He knows how to lie to the people very well. And I don't trust him for that.
The people are hungry to hear something, Joe, that gives them hope. I don't. If the Democrats would have took his stand, took his stand, and he'd be on the other side saying what they were saying, they would have won. Because people are trying to grasp something to give them hope. They're falling off a cliff. They're grabbing every twig they can grab, trying to hang on a little while longer.
Oh, I agree with you. But as I explained to this gentleman, I said the only way things are going to change is if the church gets on their knees and begs God. Don't ask God. Beg him for his mercy. And repent. Yep. And embrace the law of God. Because right now, as I was thinking about this yesterday, I'm 69 years old. When I was a little boy, the sins that are happening then are far less than the sins of people today. It's like our sins multiplied in our lives daily.
Well, they do. What sin anymore? Don't you talk about sin? You're judging people. That's what you hear.
Self-indulgent narcissism.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what sin. But you see, if you talk about sin, you know, what is evil is good and what is good is evil. Isaiah told us that what would happen. And that's exactly what's happening. I don't have cable television in my home or satellite. But I've been in homes and I've watched television with some people. And I couldn't believe the homosexual commercials.
Oh, they're everywhere.
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 Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
And it's in our face. So what the church tolerated yesterday, we are embracing today.
Well,
we have a new trans. Who is it? Delaware has a transgender congressperson?
Yeah, they do. They do. The first one.
First one?
That we know of. But the thing is, there's no more shame. You know, no one blushes anymore. There's no shame left. It doesn't make a difference. We may get angry because that we saw on TV that guy was convicted of killing his two little girls, and that's great. But when it comes to moral shame, though, as far as sexual morality, no one really blushes any longer. It doesn't bother me. Oh, hum. You know, no big deal. This is America today. And God said in Jeremiah that his people would no longer blush. Well, that sure fits us for sure. Even the church doesn't need blushing alone.
Well, I was going to say about that because, there's no shame in people anymore. Mm-mm. I mean, when I was a boy, I mean, shame was shame. But today, we're taught that evil is good and good is evil. You know, what is right is wrong and what's wrong is right. Sin is acceptable. And even in the church today, in the woke church especially, that, whatever feels good is right. Yeah, you know, if you want to be gay, okay. If you want to shack up with somebody, okay. If you want to be, you know, take your baby out, it's okay. So we're being told that sin, well, actually we have a license of sin now. We have walked away from the morality of life. In fact, I remember somebody saying to me that our government cannot legislate, you know, righteousness or Christianity. And my response was, so we legislate evil?
That's very true. They have to choose one or the other. Good call, Joe. Anything else you want to say?
I'm just going to say this. People, get your house in order. Donald Trump's not going to fix it.
No, he's not.
In fact, he's going to take us down. And he will take us down a rabbit trail that we don't want to go down.
And if he has good intentions, it ain't going to happen. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. Well, hope to see you at church and Bible study Saturday.
Oh, definitely. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Joe.
Folks, we've got the phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Prepare yourself spiritually, please. Oh, my, above everything else, make sure that you're born again. I don't mean that you think you're saved, that you know who Christ is. I mean, even the devil knows Christ very well. He trembles in his presence. They don't make him a born-again Christian. Unless your life dedicated to Christ in every aspect of your life, then you're not a born-again Christian. You can't walk halfway with Christ. It's like being halfway married. I've been married to my wife this coming 20th this month, Melody. 20th of November, make Marsha and I 53 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
53 years. You know, in all those years, she would not let me have another woman. Now, that's not fair, is it? We think we can serve Christ and go somewhere else once in a while and have fun. You know, that just doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. How about 2 minutes left or less? Melody, why you want to say in closing?
Well, you know, everything Joe said is absolutely correct. You know, there is no right or wrong anymore. They've blurred the lines. And, you know, I said once, somebody told me there's always gray. And I says, no, there's not. It's black and white. It's right and wrong. And that's our problem. We've allowed it to just get distorted. We've expanded the borderlines. There's no accountability for anything. So, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about doing whatever you want. Heck, probably started with the hippies.
Even before that, yes. But,
you know, I mean, as for when it really became mainstream, more mainstream and so forth. So, and Joe's right, you got to get your house in order. And one way of doing that, for those of you who have savings and IRAs and pensions and retirement accounts, you should get them protected. Get the insurance. You don't have to pull it all out, but at least get it protected with gold and silver if you haven't done that.
20 seconds, Bill. 20 seconds.
I hear the music. 800-375-4188.
God bless you, Melody. Talk to you soon, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
All right, folks, we love you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, just me and you, as far as I know. And I want to hear you tomorrow night. I really do. I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your information and your knowledge. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.